With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. 15 million ballots have been mailed to California voters in advance of the Tuesday, March 3rd presidential primary. But not all the counties are handling the election the same way. Cap Radio's Bob Moffitt reports.
15 counties are now following the Voters' Choice Act. That means every voter receives a postage-paid ballot in the mail, can vote immediately after receiving it, and can cast a ballot at any vote center in the county. The other 43 counties still rely on neighborhood precincts and vote-by-mail ballots if requested. Secretary of State Alex Padilla says a relatively new state law should help produce faster results and fewer provisional ballots for people with registration issues.
They thought they were registered to vote or updated their registration before the deadline, but they had missed it. Well, that goes away because same-day registration, which is for new registered voters or for voters who need to update their registration, will be available at every polling place and at every vote center.
There is still concern over the no-party preference registrations that don't affect off-year elections, but do come into play every 4 years when people receive ballots with no presidential candidates on them. The Secretary of State has sent notifications to everyone registered as no party preference, but Kim Alexander with the nonprofit California Voter Foundation says it's likely some people didn't get the message.
Because if you are a no party preference voter and you didn't get that postcard in the mail, you don't want to find out the night before that you don't have the candidate on your ballot that you want to vote for. So even if you don't want to vote right now, open your ballot envelope as soon as it arrives, make sure it's the ballot you want to vote.
80% of eligible voters are now registered. That's the highest percentage since 1952. I'm Bob Moffitt in Sacramento.
A year after PG&E filed for bankruptcy, a state lawmaker would like California to take over the utility. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
The idea is to use eminent domain as a tool to force PG&E stockholders to sell shares to the state. Democratic Senator Scott Wiener introduced a bill that would establish the Northern California Energy Utility District.
It will put an end to the dangerous roller coaster ride that we have been on with PG&E over the past decade. PG&E is a failed company.
Wiener says bonds could be one way to pay for the switchover. The new state-run utility would be modeled after Long Island Power Authority in New York. It would be overseen by leadership appointed by the governor. Upper management would be state workers, and everyone else would be employed by a public benefit corporation. Wiener says that should be a relief for many of the company's 24,000 workers worried about pensions and benefits, since they won't directly be state workers. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
As other Democratic presidential candidates scramble for caucus votes in Iowa, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is busy stumping in California. He stopped in Sacramento Monday before campaign stops in Fresno and Compton. Bloomberg is inching up in the polls, but he avoided taking swipes at his primary opponents.
I'm not running against the other Democratic candidates. I'm running against Donald Trump, and we're going to beat him. Thank you.
Bloomberg spent nearly $200 million of his own money through December. Most of it went to campaign ads. In an interview with Cap Radio after the event, he discussed potential solutions to California's housing and homelessness crisis.
In New York, at least, what we did is as soon as somebody was laying down on the streets, we had a case officer come and visit them right away. The earlier you can get to them, the easier it is to convince them to come into the shelter system.
He added that increased housing density, especially around mass transit, should also be considered. A fire that damaged a garage behind a Jurupa Valley home was extinguished this morning by firefighters in 31 minutes. The fire was reported at 11:33 p.m. Monday on Troth Street, according to the Riverside County Fire Department. Firefighters were able to extinguish the flames and knockdown was declared at 12:04 a.m. No injuries were reported, and the cause of the fire was under investigation. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.